Blog Talk Radio.
Time is taking flight. Now we have to tell if it's worth the fight.
Hello and welcome to a weekly conversation on Wednesday edition. Oh yeah, it's great. Oh man, you can't make this stuff up. You know, you watch like Battle of the Network Stars, you watch like all this reality crap that they've had on TV over the years and stuff. You know, you can't make what's going on right now. Nikki Haley might drop out of the GOP race, but she's looking at being a third-party candidate, dude. She couldn't win in her home state. If you can't win in your home state, you don't have a chance in anything. I mean, she won in democratically controlled Washington, D.C., you know, because it's all Democrats that vote. Oh, Lord, it's just... But this is hilarious. Twitter's ultra-woke former executives sue Elon Musk for $128 million in unpaid severance. Yeah, whatever. It'll probably cost them more to go after it than they get. This is what's sickening. 8 suspects recorded the abduction, torture, and murder of an Alabama mother before killing her. Sick. Study. This is crazy. The electric vehicles, more toxic emissions and are worse for the environment than gas-powered cars. So we need to save the environment but have electrical cars. Yeah, they catch fire. Boom. Well, it's like they say, Mount St. Helens, when it erupted, it did more damage to planet Earth than every car ever driven. Nikki Haley reported to drop out, as I said, from the Republican primary, so she can be as an independent, even though she... Dude, just quit. You can't even... If you can't even win your home state, you don't even have a chance. Walter Mondale at least won his home state when he lost to Reagan. I'm Nikki Haley, and I'm going to be an independent because people want me. They do. No, the whole point of you running was you thought that you would have the ability to, they were guaranteeing Trump was going to get taken out, and you'd just be the default person. A CNN exit poll among the slim margin of North Carolina Republican voters who voted for Joe Biden as president, 83% support Nikki Haley. I can't believe anyone supports Joe Biden and what he's doing. I don't know. Want to get into this and so much more. Don't forget this, folks.
Have you ever been scammed? Like, you know, when someone promises you something good and it turns out to be very bad. It sure has happened to me before, and that feeling you get when you have a promise that goes unfulfilled is unfortunately an experience that we have to go through so many times in our life on this earth. But there's good news in today's verse, which is James 1:17. It reads, every good gift and every perfect gift is from above and comes down from the Father of lights, with whom there is no variation or shadow of turning. For me, I don't know for you, but for me, there are days when my faith is strong and I feel like everything is right with the world and I feel like I can is my theme. And then there are other days when I come really close to losing hope with all the struggles that this world throws at me. This scripture is a very beautiful and clear reminder to dwell on the good things we have and know that they all come from God our Father. You know, to the sensation you get when it's the hottest day of summer and you finally get to drink that delicious cold glass of water, or the feeling that rises up inside your heart when you hear a little baby belly laughing, or when you finally have gotten the strength and the focus to to finish those tasks on your to-do list and you still have time left over to do something fun or just relax. All of these things come from our Father who loves us, who gives us really good and perfect gifts, and who never, ever changes or fails. I'm Christine DiClario. I'm an artist and a speaker, and I pray for you to see more of God's good gifts today. God bless you.
Think about that as going through your day to day. And James 1:17, whatever is good and perfect is a gift coming down to us from our God, our Father, who creates all the light in the heavens. He never changes or casts a drifting shadow. There's times where we're like, how are we paying our bills? I'm not paying a pair of bills. Honey, did you tithe? No. How are we paying our bills? We ain't got enough money. Have you tithe? As soon as she tithes, everything works out and we get all our bills paid. Because, you know, like I would say this, and this is, you can, this is the truth. The power company doesn't provide light. God does. God's my light. You know, I don't, I mean, one time we almost had our power shut off for like 3 months. Like, what do you mean? We've paid it. We showed them all this, and they found out it was being sent to an old place. So they were putting it. So like there was like a $800 credit in the old place, not a new place. Now, like where we live, heck, getting like a outdoor tent with like a hole in it with a stove. You see those people that have like those giant like canvas tents that have like a hole in the top, and they put like a stove in it and stuff. I'm like, yep. Oh yeah, one of those. Yeah, that's like $100,000 for that. Okay, $100,000 for like a stove in a tent. Oh yeah. Well, that's your basic model canvas tent with a stove in it. If you want to upgrade, you're talking like, okay. Yeah. I remember when a mobile home would be $100,000. Now you pay like $190,000 for a mobile home, but they're in like in mint condition. But still, it's ridiculous. I mean, houses are flying off the shelves from where I live, and we're being told that they're offering more than what the houses. They're putting, let's say, $200,000 in a house. Okay, they're offering more to ensure they can get it. I don't know how. I mean, with everything being the way it is, but don't worry, folks. That country's doing just great. Yeah, you get one bag of groceries, one little plastic bag, and of course, those Walmart bags only have like a 3-pound weight limit, and then they rip and tear. And then like $300. How about what? It's just this is how wonderful this world is. Folks, we need to protect our oceans and ban plastic straws. I can't believe you don't want to use a paper straw. You're going to damage the earth. The oceans are going to fall apart. All the mammals in the oceans are going to die because you refuse to use a paper straw. You and your plastic straws, you bigot. How dare you? You ungrateful, selfish person having a plastic straw. How dare you? Oh, but that plastic ketchup bottle that you have there, the mayo that's in the plastic container, the plastic bag you use, the plastic bottle of water or soda, all the plastics that everything comes in, the plastic caps, the plastic discs, everything else that's made of plastic, well, that don't matter. All the plastic needles and syringes all are on the ground. Well, that's okay, you know. See, the 95% of the grocery store that's plastic, that's okay. It's just the plastic straws that's the problem. Don't worry, folks. We need to stop oil now. Oh, but all your clothes that are made from oil, all your polyester clothes and stuff that's made from oil, oh, that's okay. So it's like these people are protesting oil and they had all these like safety vests and everything on. Where do you think that safety vest comes from? It's all made from oil. Don't worry, folks. We're going to save the planet by having electric cars. because they run off of electricity. Yeah, where does that electricity come from? It comes from this charging station right here. Well, where does the charging station get it? I don't know. Yeah, it comes from natural gas, fossil fuels, coal. That's 95% of the electricity. It comes from all that stuff. Huh? Well, yeah, all your precious environmentalists that go to these climate crisis conferences, they're all flying there in their own private Lear jet. It's not like they're taking one, not like they're going to an airport and they're all getting on one like airliner and flying there. No, they're all taking their own private Lear jets from their house that's on the ocean. Oh, the polar cap's melting? My house is protected. Just because the old polar ice caps are melting doesn't mean I can't buy a mansion on the ocean. Oceanfront property. I've got oceanfront property in California. Telling you that the polar ice caps are going to melt and everyone's going to drown. I mean, I would at least respect them if they were like buying property as high as they could up in the Rocky Mountains. Then at least you can say, hey, I don't believe the BS, but at least you're being honest and your building is like 13,000 feet above sea level. Yeah, it's okay, folks. Don't worry, folks. We're going to save the earth by banning plastic straws while keeping billions of tons of other plastic that's used every day. If you're against plastic straws, but you're against the plastic bottles and plastic. I remember when everything came in glass jars. Glass bottles, glasses, glass set. Oh, you're against plastic straws, but you're using a plastic cup? Okay. Huh? You're lecturing me about plastic straws? I mean, you're using plastic everything else? I remember McDonald's toyed with having, like, the old containers like they used to for the Big Macs and stuff and sandwiches, and it would be edible. When you were done, it was strawberry flavor, and you'd be able to eat it. Once you're done having the burger, you eat the container. Oh, yeah. That'd be fun, man. Yeah, this is hilarious. These ultra-woke former executives sue Elon Musk for $128 million in unpaid severances. Four former top executives at Twitter have filed a lawsuit against Elon Musk accusing the owner of the social media platform of wrongfully denying them over $128 million in severance pay after he fired them. The executives concluded the former CEO, CFO, general counsel, and infamous censorship queen, Vijaya Gita. It's going to be interesting to see. I mean, like, if they were promised, if there was something that he promised them and didn't. The Hill reports that the federal lawsuit filed on Monday in U.S. District Court for the Northern District of California was brought by Twitter's former CEO Ned Segal, former head of legal policy and trust, the Vijaya Kitty, and former acting counsel Sean Egret. The plaintiffs argued that their contracts entitled them to severance payouts as Twitter ceased to be a public company, which occurred when Musk took the social media platform over. It's going to be interesting to see, because if that was, according to the lawsuit, Musk deliberately manufactured cause to terminate the executives without paying their severance, driven by a desire for vengeance and to save money. Now, if he legally owes him money, then okay. If he should have paid them, then okay. Then I'm one of those people that if they're owed the money if they were told that no matter what, no matter who takes over, you have to pay them, then he's going to be up the creek with a paddle. It's going to be interesting to see what kind of goes out of this and if they actually will get anything or, you know, I don't know. Now, if he can prove that hey, he had to fire them for whatever reason, because I think that's what they're trying to say, that he illegally fired them and that, you know, because of this, he tried to do it to get without paying. It's going to be interesting to see what comes out of it. It's going to be interesting to see what the lawsuit, if what he claims, why he did what he did, if it comes out to be the truth. And this is awesome, you know. Because I'm unbiased. If he should have had to have paid them and should have just paid them, then he should. If they did illegal stuff and they should have been fired and he doesn't owe them, then, you know. So like with the Premier League, you know, if that's a red card, it's a red card. If it should be a red card on Manchester United, it should be a red card on City. It shouldn't be like, well, why did this guy punch this dude and they do nothing and he falls down later, no one touches him, and the guy that's near him gets a red card even though he didn't touch him. This guy actually physically punched the guy and they did nothing to him. I love, just like those people that, we're going to save the earth by banning plastic straws, but everything else in the grocery store is plastic. Well, that's okay, that's fine, yeah. You know, every container that's in plastic, like 95% of the stuff you get in the grocery store comes in plastic. The pills, the shampoos. If you can take me to Walmart and show me a grocery store item. Like a shampoo or conditioner that comes in a glass bottle. Yeah. Cuz I've never seen one. I'm just wondering because, you know, you can't be against plastic straws, but have a house full of plastic containers. Some stuff that has your toothpaste, your Q-tips, all that stuff. But we need to save planet Earth and have electric cars. Even though the toxic emissions that are released from them if they catch fire or whatever is so dead, it's not even fun. Not to mention, you need clean coal, natural gas, fossil fuels to produce 95% of electricity. I mean, there are places that are having electricity shortages now, and that's with hardly anyone using an EV. You know, it's just, it's just crazy. I couldn't imagine. But that's the double standard. But yeah, it's just one of those things. Yeah, it's just writing somebody back. But yeah, I don't, this world don't make sense. It don't. I'm Nikki Haley, folks, and I am going to drop out of the GOP. All the Democrats in Washington, D.C. voted for me, but I can still be I'm dropping out of the GOP so I can be an independent candidate. Yeah, she's floating around the idea of being an independent, a third-party candidate. Like, no, dude, I wonder what's going to happen because, I mean, you must owe people like BlackRock and George Soros and them something fear. You must owe them How are you going to pay them back for the billions they're dumping into you? I mean, I would take the money she's blowing on these primaries. I could live for the rest of my life on that kind of money. I could live the rest of my life like, hold on. Yeah, here's a $350,000 house. Not bad. It has everything we need. I'd still work. I'd still do this. I mean, the billions she's wasting, it's not her money. But, I mean, I'd hate to, what does she think she's trying to prove? You know, well, I don't get it, man. Oh, yeah, what I was writing, in case you wondered, I belong to several fragrance groups, and I was on, like, FragranceNet, because you can get, like, discount fragrances for cheap, because, you know, when you know how much stuff really costs to make, if you want to have some kind of, my wife calls it bougie things, you try to get it for as cheap as possible, and I was going through there. And Creed is a very, very high-end fragrance manufacturer. They're known for Aventus, and there's also Tom Ford, and I guess Tom Ford was bought by Estee Lauder, but, you know, you're talking $200, $300 bottles. You know, when you sit there and you have, like, body wash, it's like, body wash, $12, like 12 ounces for, like, $3, you're like, $3. And they have this 6.6-ounce bottle of Creed Green Irish Tweed body wash, and it's like, $94 with the coupon through fragrance. I'm like, if you have the money to spend $94 on a 6.6-ounce bottle of body wash, because I remember back in the day, if you go like the department store, you can get like Polo Sport or Polo Green, and it came with like a deodorant and like little bar of soap and different things like that. And you look now, you go on some of these websites, you can buy like, if you like Mont Blanc Explorative, you can get like the body wash and stuff like that, and they're, like, ridiculous. Like I'm not paying $20 for a stick of deodorant, and my $1.99 deodorant, I go through it like water, you know, but it works, you know. Oh, yeah, because I always look stuff up, because that's the stuff, because one of my father-in-law or something got me, like, I love him to death, and he got me, like, a Old Spice, like, deodorant stuff, and I was having major problems with it, and it turned out that there's, like, a major class action lawsuit because so many people are having all kinds of severe problems and breakouts and everything with it, and, like, rashes and all kinds of stuff. And of course, there's, like, you know, those back in the day, like, the Adidas, you know, how, like, they have, like, the box set where it has, like, a deodorant, a body spray, and, like, a body wash and all the same scent they'd wear, like, in high school. So not only do you smell, see if you know, it's like you have the body wash so that when you're done, you can have the deodorant and everything all smell the same. And he got a set for me and my cousin. Like, what does he think, we're in high school? Dude, I'm like 48. I'm 49 now, but I was 48 at the time. I'm like, dang. It's like when they say, hey, how you doing, young man? And at work, and when they go through the line, I'm like, yeah, not a problem, man. Thanks for calling me young. It makes me feel good. And he goes, compared to me, you're young. Well, yeah, I mean, I guess if you're like 60-something and I'm 49, I'm almost halfway. But it's just one of those things, man. It's this world I don't understand. Like Nikki Haley thinking she's going to go somewhere as a third-party candidate when she couldn't even win her home state. It's like, what are they telling her? What are they guaranteeing? Well, I think they guaranteed her that she would stay in that they would be able to get Trump out. And guess what? She'd be the default nominee. Well, that ain't happening. Well, what they found out is now that the Supreme Court unanimously ruled 100% that Trump, you can't take a presidential candidate off the ballot by state. It has to be done federally. Well, then how do we do it federally? Since they couldn't take them off the ballot in... Oh, yeah, you couldn't take them off the ballot federally. So, how do we do this? Oh, yeah, we can. Oh, you can? Yeah, it's taking them off the ballot state wise, you can't do it, but federally, you can. Oh, so federally, we can take them off the ballot. How do we do that? And they're gonna try to take them off the ballot federally. It's gonna be interesting to see, because just like Obamacare, folks. Obamacare. How do we get them off the ballot? Obamacare is unconstitutional, so how do we make it constitutional? How can we make it legal? And that's what I'm gonna be doing starting Monday. I might be doing conversations, I might not, because for 2 hours I'm doing biblical citizenship through the Patriot Academy, and possibly doing the becoming a constitutional coach, and that's what the constitutional is, the Constitution is a good thing. Well, since they can't get the Second Amendment taken away because of the Second Amendment rights in the Constitution, they're trying to find ways around the Constitution to try to defeat the Constitution. Well, we can't do this because of the Constitution. Well, how can we bypass the Constitution to take away their guns and do this and that? It's just one of those things, folks. It's going to be interesting to see what happens and what comes of this, because they're going to keep trying and trying and trying. Don't worry, folks. Among the slim margin of North Carolina Republican voters who approve of Joe Biden as president, 83% support Nikki Haley. How can anybody support or approve what Joe Biden's doing? How can you approve of it? This country's in a tailwind. You're a plane headed straight down, and no one's doing anything to fix it, and they're making it worse. This world is falling apart. You have China attacking Filipino boats. This country is falling apart. The world's falling apart. We're at World War III, but, oh, don't worry, Joe, I mean, we have peace around the world under Trump. Well, yeah, you know what? When I go around the world, you know, I have to apologize for what? America was safer under Trump. It was safer. The world was safer. Don't worry, folks. It's okay, folks. Don't worry, folks. I identify as illegal, so I want my free stuff. You know, it's actually closer to Venezuela than it is to America, so why didn't they go there? I'm asking for a friend because, you know, all these college kids want to have communism. I work for a living on top of everything else I do, on top of my Bible study, on top of my intercessory prayer, and I'm going to do this biblical citizenship training and all this stuff and possibly become a constitutional coach. And it's like, because I was talking to Rick Green one night, he was doing this Front Porch Live, because, man, you need to do the Campfire of Bibles again, you need to sign up and do the conversation, to be a constitutional coach and stuff like that. So I'm thinking about doing that. And I'm busy. And, like, I guess they had the Facebook debacle where Facebook was down. The only thing I understood was, like 1:30 when I got on my phone to check it after, like, 4 hours, it had me log into my Messenger. And I'm like, hey. Because I guess I wrote my wife on Messenger, and when I went back to get on my phone, it came up on my Messenger thing. So, and it said, like, do you want to, like, sign in the, and that, like, later is when I found out that Facebook was down all day, but I work for a living, so I don't have time to be on social media all day, you know, from, like, 5 o'clock in the morning till about 1:30, 2 o'clock. I don't sit down unless I use the bathroom. And what's funny about the whole thing is, it's like, they had someone from college whose social media is down. How was I going to find out if they canceled school? Because we had like severe storms come through here, rain and stuff. And all these people commented, because that was one of the guys that they talked to via the news. Well, how would I know if Purdue University's, how do I know if they, without social media, how would I know if they canceled school or not? And Purdue doesn't, colleges don't cancel school. Now, there's times when it's like very, 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 very bitter cold. When it's like negative numbers, a lot of people walk very far distances, so they sometimes take that into consideration and they have. But like in the real world, like I work at a pharmaceutical manufacturer. And when I'm there, like this one girl goes, Mama, you got to work 24/7, 365. We got to keep medications going. It is a pain in the butt once you stop large molecule manufacturer, small molecule manufacturer to get it going again. And we'll have times where alarm's going off, like major alarm. Someone dropped a beaker. Oh, and it's like, okay, they have to evacuate a building, okay? And then when you rely on stuff coming in and like, okay, yeah, nothing can come in or out of the facility because we got a major alarm going, and then all clear and they'll come to us like, yeah, these people are not going to be able to eat. Don't worry. We got food. We'll send them care packages and we'll make like a bunch of meals. We'll make like if it's a nacho day, let's say, we'll do a bunch of chips in one thing and then we'll do like a thing with beans and rice and different things and we'll send them on their way. Because, I mean, there's times where it's like we've lost power in the whole plant. Okay, what can we do? We didn't get food hot enough, so we can't serve anything. We're going to stay open till whenever it takes because they got to be fed. And once we get power back on, we can get stuff heated up and give, once the power goes on, give us about 20 minutes to get everything finished and we'll be good to go. And that's what we have to do. We don't have days off. We don't close, you know, and it's one of those things that like the kids of the girl really get it because they're just used to, there's fog, there's a 2-hour delay. A 2-hour delay for fog? Are you kidding me? You gotta go to work, Mom? Yep. Medicines must go on. But, yeah. But I want to thank you all so much for tuning in. Where are we at here, folks? Got about 25 minutes left in the program, folks. Thank you so much for tuning in. Oh, yes. I want to get into this, and if you got kids listening, now's not a time to, you know, this is what happens when you get God out of everything. When you take God out of schools, out of everything, instead of the government, instead of doing what the Constitution means by the separation of church and state, so the government doesn't run our church and tell us how to believe. 8 suspects record the abduction, torture, and rape of Alabama mother before killing her. As they're basically forcing her to do ungodly sexual acts and assaulting her and pistol whipping her, they basically said, we're going to kill you. And this is all done. And she was found a day later with a bullet to the back of the head. I can't comprehend this. There ain't no sentence you could give those people for what they've done. It's sick. But when you have no morals and moral compass and no standard compass, it's sad. I mean, imagine watching MacGyver today. What a great show. They'd have to have like disclaimers. Do not attempt to do anything you have seen in MacGyver. It's like they would have like magic shows. No animals were harmed in the filming of this magic show. Because I'm sure they get 8 million letters from PETA people. Oh, my God. That magician, he hurt that bird. I don't care. And they probably still get crap tons of letters. I don't care what you said in your disclaimer. There's no way that bird was not hurt. You need to free that bird. How dare it be used in magic? Why, are you mad because it's getting treated better than you are? It's actually someone showing it attention like you need? I mean, I guess the world started to go downhill when they had a reading program hooked on phonics and the phone number was A, B, C, D, E, F, G. That sums up this world for you. People who can't read and you have phone numbers as A, B, C, D, E, F, G, that's one thing I know about letters and numbers. They're different. When I think of a phone number, I think of 588-2300 Empire today. You want next day installation on carpet? Call Empire today. 588. Yeah, 588-2300. That's the phone number, not A, B, C, D, E, F, G. If they don't know, if they can't read, how do they expect to figure out a phone number? I mean, I want to know the genius that was in that boardroom. I mean, this is crazy. But like, Michelle Obama has come out and addressed, like, the calls for a 2024 presidential run, dude. She would win in a landslide. They wouldn't care. She could say that she's gonna euthanize everybody. On day one, I'm going to put an executive order in that euthanizes every single solitary American, Republican and Democrat. And they'd be like, she'd have people by the thousands cheering her on and voting for her. She would be a 100% landslide. She would win in every freaking state because every person would treat, because people look at Barack Obama like he's Jesus Christ. She would win hand over fist. Like I said, she could come out saying that on day one, I'm going to do an executive order that's going to euthanize every American, man, woman, and child. And they would cheer her on. We're going to increase taxes by 5,000%. They would cheer her on. They would cheer her on. They would do it. But don't worry, folks. It's okay. She's not going to run. I'm surprised. Because she would be a 100% guaranteed victory winner for the Democratic Party. I mean, she wouldn't even have to do anything. Barack Obama didn't do anything except for had his net worth go up. It's crazy. You know, it's just what we live in, folks. We've gotten God out of everything. Well, you know, don't worry, folks. What did Reagan say? The 9 most scariest words in the English language. I'm here from the government, and I'm here to help. Don't worry, folks. We're from the government's going to be here. We're going to help you out. Yeah. It's like I get all these things on my feet all the time, folks. This little known program the government doesn't want you to know about. Right now, you should be getting $6,400 from the government, but they don't want you to know that. Yeah, if everyone got $6,400, you saw how much inflation went up when we got those little tiny stimulus checks. Imagine if everyone got $6,400, if that was real. Inflation, you'd be like, well, it's like all these people who want black reparations. Just wait. If everyone got $10,000 or $20,000, just wait. Okay, because you're thinking of prices now with $20,000 extra in your pocket or $100,000. You're not thinking in terms of after that $100,000 is brought into the economy that was printed out of thin air, and now you got $30 loaves of bread, 1 ounce of sliced roast beef in the deli and $300, what? And like in you go to the grocery store and you spend that replication money in like one thing with like one bag. Yeah. You thought it's like that one guy that, oh, thank God Obamacare, man, free health care. Well, who do you think's paying for this? What do you mean? Someone's paying for the health care. Oh, I never thought of it like that. They were just under the impression this Obamacare be free. Yeah, my wife does a crochet business. One heck of a great job, amazing work. If you want work done, contact me and we can get going on something for you. She can do something for free. It's going to cost her the time, the labor, the materials, and of course a lot of people that want the stuff. She has, she has barns of yard. I mean, pick a color and I'm sure she's got it. She's probably got like 7,000 colors. Well, I want, and then inevitably like everyone that wants something wants stuff. I want this color, that color. No, that's a red 217. The 216s, I can't tell a difference. But we do it, you know. We get whatever they want, you know, and then we make whatever, you know. It's just like when you have tons and tons and tons and tons and tons of yarn, and then people are like, oh, I like this, I want this, and like we don't have that, and. Yeah, it's like if you're shocked by that 9-0 Supreme Court decision, you must be one of the morons who believes in the corporate media. Yeah. If you know the Constitution, you know that they can't do it at the state level. It has to happen at the federal level. And now they're trying to figure out, well, wait a minute. This dang Constitution, the Constitution is made to control the government, not the other way around, but they're trying to manipulate the Constitution to control us. Don't worry, folks. It's okay. The world's coming to an end. It's fine, folks. Don't worry. It's okay. I cannot believe how many people were cheering on. They're going to mandate, you're going to have to get that vaccine, you moron. Just shut up and get it. You're basically telling me that I should just shut up and get something against my will. Do something against my beliefs and my will. Well, I'm going to get COVID from you if you're not vaccinated, even though I am. My vaccine won't work, so you want me to go against my beliefs and my will and take an experimental vaccine without any data on it? Because you're going to get COVID from me even though you're going to get the shot? Oh, don't worry. It's like, no one can get COVID if everyone's vaccinated, but if not everyone's vaccinated, the COVID people can still get it from the unvaccinated. This is funny. This is how bad this is. Merrick Garland vows to fight voter ID laws, which he characterizes as a plot to disadvantage minorities. And they go, it's funny, I've seen like 15 videos where they go, yeah, you got an ID? Yeah, and all these, I've seen like 70 people interviewed that are black minorities. They all have IDs and all this stuff, and they show videos where these liberals are like, yeah, voter ID laws disadvantage minorities because they can't go out and just get IDs. They can't go out and do this. They can't do that. And she's like, I got an ID right here. What the heck? And they're like, livid. I'm like, well, that's the party you vote for. Well, it disadvantages minorities. Voter ID laws disadvantage minorities, but having to have an ID for a bank account to do anything else, like to buy liquor, lottery tickets, cigarettes, to do a myriad of other things, to prove who you are in many places and doing many things. It It's okay, folks. Don't worry. And said, well, they might cancel school at university, and I need to be on social media to find out if I have to walk in the rain or not. Yeah, that's what's wrong. These kids are so entitled that it's heavily raining with some thunder and lightning. I shouldn't be out in the, I shouldn't be me. Yeah, I work at a pharmaceutical manufacturer. Me, 24/7, 365, I worked at assisted living communities. Okay, they're talking like a foot of snow for tomorrow. We need people to go home and get stuff so they can stay the night to be here. If you're going to go home, then you basically either show up tomorrow or you're fired. Eh? No, you're trying to go home so that you can make the excuse that it was too bad to come back. If you don't come back tomorrow, you can go home, but as soon as you do, you're fired if you don't come back. If you can't make it in, we gave you the opportunity to go home and get stuff and stay the night. And a couple of times when I was at my one job, they had independent living rooms that were for families that come to stay. And it was fully furnished, and a couple of times I got to stay in them. I'm like, sweet. You know, we live in this entitlement world that everything just, don't worry, I'm going to get a free check. Everything's just going to be handed to me. I need to get on social media in case they're going to cancel class because of the rain. Yeah, and it came down for a little bit and then it stopped. I mean, it wasn't raining until I went to get on my car, then it downpoured. All the way in, once I got inside, it drizzled for a little bit, but then you got these people like Mark Cuban that, I would vote for Biden even if he was given his last rites. If Joe Biden is on hospice, I would still vote for him if he was the Democratic nominee. And there are people that would vote for Joe Biden if he was in a hospice, given 24 hours to live. Yeah, you know he's not going to be alive for him to become president. Well, I'm still voting for him. Eh. It's sad. This country, where it's gone. You know, even on our coins, the people on the coins are facing away from the God we trust. You know, yeah, honey, we ain't got money to pay rent. We ain't got money to pay bills. Well, did you tithe? We ain't got money to pay bills. Did you tithe? Tithe? We don't have money to pay our bills. Did you tithe? We don't got money to pay our bills. Did you tithe? And as soon as we tithe, all our bills came out, me and all the money to pay our bills. That's because we put God first and we watch him work. Not, well, I'm here from the government and I'm here to help. Where's Joe Biden? They need help. You know, maybe if you put God first and watch him work and we get God back in our schools and we discipline kids, maybe we give the parent, maybe we give the teacher the paddle again. Can you get out of line? You're getting... You know, not only would you get welts when I was in school from the teacher, you would get hit again when your parents found out. Like Carlos Mencia said, you get pulled like a bus going down the road. The bus. If the bus driver dropped you off or whatever, I'm going to call the school culera. What did you do? Why did the bus driver have to drop you off? Why did he have to take you back to school? What did you do, Coletta? I'm going to call. And they're going to tell me the truth, what you did on the bus. Now, how dare you drop my kid off? How dare you go back to the school with my kid? How dare you? And the kid could have beaten up three people, and the parents would defend their kid. beating up three kids. Yeah, we had dunce when I was in school. You had a question, and if you couldn't answer it, she'd go to the next question, and the person that she asked that couldn't answer it went into a dunce corner where you, it was like a little corner with a table, and you had to study, and you had to find the answer to the question, and then once you knew the answer to the question, then you could go out and you explained it just to kind of get you to learn. I'm going to ask questions, and if you don't know them, you're going to go and study until you do know it, so you might as well study so you don't have to sit there and... It's one of those things, folks. It's just where we live in. It's a different time. It's a different time, folks, from when I grew up. When I grew up, you put God first. You said the Pledge of Allegiance. Everything wasn't given to us on a silver platter. That just floored me when that kid goes, well, because of social media, how am I supposed to find out if Purdue cancels classes? Because there's some heavy rain for a little bit? I could see if it's negative 50 degree temperatures for student safety, they might. But, I mean, it's sad. And the most beautiful woman in the world just walked in the room. But I guess I grew up, me and my family, we serve the Lord and we put him first and foremost. It's one of those things. It's one of those things that it's where we come from, It's this lifestyle we live in. Maybe if more people prayed and more people put their hope and faith and trust instead of, I'm from the government and I'm here to help, maybe, hey, as many times, this, I got the King James Version of the Holy Bible. It's purple, my favorite color. And when you read this Bible, it's living because it always changes. Every time you read Revelation, you get something new. Every time. Because, I'm reading the whole Bible in 6 months, so I'm listening to it and following along and going through, and I'm in the Old Testament, and I'm doing all the the laws and things that they had to do and different stuff, and it's like, okay, it's like during Lent time, so I'm thinking about trying to do some in-depth study of, like Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, so I might start listening to those. But see, I try to do too much. Especially with like the constitutional coach classes I might start doing in the biblical citizenship training and stuff. Probably when we do the citizenship, I'll probably talk to Rick Green about the constitutional courses and try to find time. It's like I stress myself kind of thin. I'm like Philo Dolan. But, hey, it's what we do, I want my kids to know that I did all I could to save this nation. I don't know, whenever we're driving in my wife kind of gets a little muddled. I'm like, how can you look out at everything and think that a cosmic belch, the whole universe in a big bang, I can't look at everything out there. And wow, that was all done by one cosmic belch. I remember Mark Weil always did this thing where he goes, take apart a watch, my Timex watch, and put it in a bag and shake it for 10 billion years. What are the odds that you're going to have a on-time and ticking working watch? I'm like, 100%. The whole point is, no, I don't believe that. I don't have belief that, he goes, it will never happen. I don't have belief that, that everything's going to come from chaos. Nothing comes from chaos, all this stuff. And I'm like, and when he said that one time, I go, 100% if you shake the watch, because with God, all things are possible. My buddy busts out laughing and goes, well, you're not wrong. I mean, I see Mark Lowry's point, what he made, but at the same time, And then I saw that, I'm like, that's just funny. You know, he goes, oh, it's fun. But I want to thank you so much for tuning in to the conversation. I really hope you feel a part of it. I really hope you do. And don't forget this, folks. But the firm alliance and the protection of divine providence, who mutually pledge each other our lives, our fortunes, and our sacred honor. We mutually pledge each other. That's the covenant. Don't forget that. Until this coming Monday, God bless you all, and good night. Goodbye.